Good morning. Maria Dolores de Cospedal, an influential figure from the Popular Party, resigned yesterday as a member of the Conservative Group's executive after a scandal over some recordings in which she asked to investigate political opponents. In a statement, de Cospedal explained that she was leaving the National Executive Committee to prevent multiple attacks due to her conversations with the former police commissioner, José Villarejo, from affecting the party. The former Minister of Defence and General Secretary of the PP will keep her seat in the Congress of Deputies. De Cospedal admitted that she had held talks with Mr. Villarejo, who is currently in prison as a suspect of extortion. In the recordings broadcast by Spanish media, the former minister and her husband talked to Villarejo about the investigation of the Gürtel corruption case, precisely the one that caused the fall of Mariano Rajoy's PP government. The Ministry of Health in Murcia has confirmed that a father and son have been confirmed to be suffering from dengue fever without a travel history. This brings the total number of dengue cases in the area to 5. The tests have confirmed that the 2 cases are directly related to the previous ones. 3 weeks ago, 3 members of the same family who were on holiday in August, first in Murcia and then in Cadiz, contracted the viral disease which is carried by the tiger mosquito. A search was carried out in both areas that has now determined that the contagion occurred in Murcia. Dengue is transmitted by the bite of an infected mosquito. The Spanish Agency for Medicines and Health Products has announced that Nolotil is now banned for British patients in Spain. Nolotil can lower the body's defences in some people and promote the development of sepsis or multiple infections. It can even cause death and is thought to be responsible for the deaths of at least 10 British people and at least 3 Irish people. A previous official statement by the agency said Nolotil should only be sold with a prescription and that the results of a previous blood test should be available to avoid its use in patients with risk factors. Nolotil is already banned in the UK, Ireland, Australia and the USA. And a former religion teacher at a Catholic school in Madrid yesterday agreed in court to serve a 130-year prison sentence after reaching a plea deal and declaring himself guilty of child sexual abuse and producing child pornography. The teacher, identified as Brother Pedro Antonio R.L., was charged with 14 counts of sexual abuse of minors and 4 of adults, as well as secretly filming students between 2013 and 2016. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.